We bleed the same blood. We share the same home. And we salute the same great American flag. We are one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never, ever back down. And we will never, ever, ever, ever surrender.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays, Fridays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. Steve Novotny, 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality. And now, Dimitri live and dangerously local, the force multiplier of truth. Thank you. If you're wondering why the ragtag group of Marxist misfits here in the area can't stand Elon Musk, it's because Elon Musk tells the truth. He was in a recent interview with Joe Rogan. Hear it for yourself.
The federal government is not break even. It's literally losing $2 trillion a year. And it does not pass its audits. It fails its own audits. So, there's a case where, I think Senator Collins was telling me about how she gave the Navy $12 billion for more submarines, got no extra submarines, and then held a hearing to say where'd the $12 billion go, and they were like, we don't know. That was it. The basic stuff is so crazy. Only the federal government could get away with this level of waste.
Yeah, I would say not waste, I would say fraud. So Susan Collins, this squishy Republican from Maine, a rhino, of course, $12 billion, that's with a B, for submarines, more submarines. She gets no submarines. And now they don't know where the $12 billion went. And the left is all upset because Elon Musk is disclosing this information. He is giving you this information. Well, the $12 billion could have gone to Act Blue for all we know. A lot of people don't realize that Act Blue, virtually everybody has now resigned from Act Blue, according to lots of reports on ex-Twitter. Act Blue looks like it was another money laundering scheme on the part of leftist billionaires all across the world to funnel money into the left here in this country, to funnel money into Antifa, to funnel money into Black Lives Matter, to funnel money into all of these protest groups, and funnel money into the media to cover, affect the storytelling, the propaganda. And now as we're starting to, now that the Doge is starting to uncover all of this stuff, it's looking more and more that so much of our deep state was a massive in a scale proportion that I can't even wrap my mind around. Money laundering. Look for Act Blue, more U.S. aid, and others like the NGOs, they're non-government agencies. They set up the billionaires, set up these shell companies, organizations, non-government organizations, I guess is the right, NGOs, non-government organizations. And they start funneling money in there. They launder the money. They send it back out to the politicians, to their spouses, to their kids. It's the more that Elon Musk is exposing, the more we start to realize the magnitude of the deep state money laundering system. It's difficult to overstate the enormity of this thing, the seriousness of this thing. And again, we're just looking at the tip of the iceberg here. It's going to get a lot worse. And that's why these people on the left are losing their minds over Elon Musk right now, and why these different protesters who you know are being paid for by the globalists, by the billionaire globalists, in fact, one that I can think of, why they're trying to burn down Tesla dealerships and Tesla charger locations. Because Elon Musk is getting closer and closer to the truth, and they're trying to do whatever they can, including this pathetic little group of misfits here, the Marxist misfits, that march around once a week or so trying to get some publicity. And, of course, the local media loves publicizing them. Oh, look, here are the Marxist misfits again, this little ragtag group with their pathetic little signs protesting Elon Musk. And yet the reporters never ask him, what exactly did Elon Musk do wrong? What thing did he uncover that wasn't true? If you're a real reporter, as opposed to just somebody who's part of the, you know, the propaganda press, you'd be asking those questions. You'd have a microphone in somebody's face, one of these Marxist misfits, and say, okay, you want to deport Elon Musk. These are local people. This ragtag group of Marxist misfits, these are local people. Once a week, they just parade around, and the media covers them like it's a news story. Which, of course, is not. It's propaganda. Because if it were a real news story, you'd have a real reporter holding a microphone up to somebody's face saying, okay, what exactly did Elon Musk do with this Doge thing that is illegal or immoral? What exactly are you complaining about? Give me one example of one thing that he is claiming that he has found that is not true. If you're a real reporter, that's what you do. But this is not about reporting. This is all about propaganda. So you're going to see more stories about this ragtag group of Marxist misfits with their hateful signs about Trump's a fascist and Elon Musk is a Nazi and this, that, and the other. And you will see no reporting. You will see no reporting. You will see no reporter challenging them, saying, okay, what exactly did he do wrong? He's exposing fraud. He's exposing corruption. He's exposing misspent funds in the hundreds of billions of dollars. What exactly is the problem here? But you never see that, because this is not about journalism. All this is about the propaganda press. It is pathetic beyond belief. Honestly, it's just pathetic beyond belief. Speaking of which, pathetic beyond belief, The View is at it again. These are the kind of people that Sean Fleuharty is in bed with. Sean Fleuharty, or failed delegate from representing the parts of the city of Wheeling, he is one of only 9 people who voted against the Riley Gaines Act that finally would make it illegal for grown men to be in your little girl's locker room, changing, being completely naked. Sean Fleuharty voted against that. He was the only politician here in the Upper Ohio Valley who voted against that. And he is just, he might as well be on The View, you know, because this is who they are. This is what they believe.
I think part of the problem that the trans community is facing, and it's the same problem that...
Hold on here. We got a situation here. Just bear with me here. Let me try this again here.
I think part of the problem that the trans community is facing, and it's the same problem that women face, is if you don't know anything about our bodies, you don't know how it works. Mm-hmm. So when you come in and you say, these are men, you know,
competing against
women, you're assuming that the women are weak and just can't do anything yourself. Have you seen female athletes? They know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure what's going on or why this is an issue.
We'll talk with Sean Fleuharty. He'll probably agree with you. And they had on that Bud Light transgender person, I forget the person's name, who was a guy and now supposedly is a woman, who almost single-handedly destroyed the Bud Light brand. Sean Fleuharty should be on that panel with The View, because that's who he is. That's what they believe. They just don't think it's a big deal that naked grown men shouldn't be in little girls' locker rooms. Naked grown men who identify as women.
I'm a woman now, so I can go in the little girls' locker room.
Sean Flaherty has no problem with that. That's why he voted against the Riley Gaines Act. One of only nine. And he's the only politician here in the Upper Ohio Valley, in the House of Delegates or the Senate, that voted against the Riley Gaines Act, which simply says men are men and women are women, and you shouldn't have men in little girls' locker rooms. Sean Flaherty. And for good measure, he said that anyone, according to the newspaper story, anyone who disagreed with him was a bigot. Yeah, you're a bigot. Can you imagine? It's difficult to see. How much of this is stupidity on the part of Sean Flaherty, and how much of this is arrogance? But if you disagree with Sean Flaherty on this issue, on the Riley Gaines Act, you, according to Sean Flaherty, are a bigot. I mean, he goes out of his way to insult you after you disagree with him. I mean, the arrogance of this guy, it's difficult to overstate. I don't think he's a stupid guy. I really don't. I think he's an arrogant guy. You're a bigot. His words, you're a bigot. It's absolutely insane. Absolutely insane. Hey, if you're looking for a great gig, you cannot do much better than ECM. ECM is Energy Service, ECM Energy Services. They have incredible gigs for you, incredible careers for you. If you are a truck driver, OTR, and you want to be home every night and you still want to make very, very serious money, ECM Energy Services is looking for top quality drivers who are committed to safety. You make at least six figures, $100,000, and then with any overtime, $125,000, not a problem at all in your home every night. ECM Energy Services. Also, if you are somebody who cares about safety, who cares about control and order and helping people to stay safe and helping save lives, ECM Energy Services has a position available for ground traffic control, like air traffic control, except this is ground traffic control. And you are in charge of all of the vehicles in a certain radius. The trucks, the cars, anything and everything. You tell them who goes where, when, how. And the key here is, if you care about safety, if you care about your fellow man, if you are a take charge kind of a person, if you want to be in control, then you need to call ECM Energy Services. They're looking for ground traffic controllers, great pay, great benefits, great career, because the advancement opportunities are unbelievable. And again, OTR drivers make more than $100,000 a year and you're home every night. ECM Energy Services, another great client of mine. Wonderful people.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. one nation, under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.